Hello, my name Hank Block is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved by His grace, and now privileged to address you as radio pastor for the day. Over the past years, I have had the pleasure of outlining the beauties of Christ as seen in the Old Testament sacrifices recorded in the first four books of Moses. There is yet one other offering that is not readily recognized as a special act that so fully presents the character of our Lord. Today, we will touch on this most significant presentation of the Savior who came into the world to please God in every way and to save sinners by his shed blood. It's called the drink offering. It is first mentioned in Genesis 35:14, where it says, "And Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him," that is with God, "even a pillar of stone. And he poured a drink offering thereon, and he poured oil thereon." In Exodus 29, verses 40 and 41, we may note where it says, "And with one lamb, a tenth deal of flour mingled with a fourth part of a hin of beaten oil, and the fourth part of a hin of wine for a drink offering. And the other lamb thou shalt offer at evening, and shall do thereunto according to the meat offering of the morning, and according to the drink offering thereon, for a sweet savor, an offering made by fire unto the Lord." This offering, mentioned numerous times throughout the Old Testament, was usually a pouring out of a quantity of wine or oil, or in the case of David in 2 Samuel 23, verses 15 to 17, water. Any and all three of these substances, in their positive significant applications, speak of an important counterpart: the perfections of Christ and the energy of his devotion to God. The drink offering signified the act of all-out devotion, a voluntary personal sacrifice, a total giving of self for a higher cause or person. Of course, this is exemplified best in the Lord Jesus, who gave all the energy of his committed life in service to his Father. He only could truly say, "For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me." He also said to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. John 4, verse 34. Isaiah 53, verse 12 points to the Lord's drink offering character by prophesying, "Because he hath poured out his soul unto death." Oh, what a Savior! What have I done? What have you done to serve the Lord in the past week? Ephesians 2 verse 10 says that we are all his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Can I? Can we also say that we have been poured out in service to others, to the glory of God? This is Hank Block. It is an honor to spend a few moments with you today as your radio pastor for the day. O come, let us adore him, the perfect one, Christ the Lord.